愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天是2008年第一次的安息日聚会。
Today is the first Sabbath day of the year 2008.
在今天的聚会，我们要来思念神的爱，所以到最后要有圣餐礼。
And during today's service, we want to remember the love of God, and we will have a Holy Communion service at the end of today's service.
如果我们看教会读经进度，我们已经到以西结书。
And according to the Bible reading schedule, we are into the book of Ezekiel.
那接下去就是但以理书。
And following that, we will read the book of Daniel.
所以早上我想用但以理的一生来做一个简介。
So this morning, I would like to take the life of Daniel as a topic.
但以理书其实是非常深的一卷书。
Actually, the book of Daniel is very profound.
特别是从第七章开始。
Especially beginning from chapter 7.
一直到结束，十二章。
Until
这个是在讲末世的预言。
The last chapter, chapter 12, these are all concerning prophecies of the end time.
所以但以理书跟启示录是是连接在一起的。
So actually the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation are linked together.
所以但以理书也可以说是旧约的启示录。
So the book of Daniel could also be considered the revelation of the Old Testament.
在主耶稣还没有降生，神就已经用很多的预言来提到末日以前要发生什么事情。
Before the coming of Christ, God already prophesied about the end times in this book.
那在主耶稣再来之前这些奥秘会逐渐的显明。
And before the second coming of Christ, many of these mysteries will come to fruition.
所以从第七章我们读到十二章，我们看可以了解多少就领受多少。
So from chapter 7 to chapter 12, whatever we can derive from it, we will receive.
但是第一章到第六章是描写但以理这一个人。
But the first six chapters of the book describe the person Daniel.
那但以理，我们从第一章读到第六章，可以替他下一个结论，就是他是一个得胜的人。
And from the description of his life, we can see that Daniel lived a victorious life.
我们从四个方面来看
So we will look at this from four different aspects.
Jimmy.第一个，但以理的人生有几次的危机。
There were several times of crisis in Daniel's life.
但是每一次危机都变成他信仰的转机。
But in every instance, the crisis turned into a spiritual opportunity.
我们现在的生活危险在哪里？
What is the danger in our life today?
我们现在生活危险太舒服。
The danger in our life is that we live too comfortably.
因为太舒服，所以灵性腐化，自己不知道。
And so, when we live too comfortable a life, our spirituality can degrade without our knowing it.
但以理当时被掳到巴比伦。
And Daniel was one of the exiles to Babylon.
那他是少数当中的几个被拣选到王宫。
And he was one of the few chosen to serve in the king's palace.
他生活的环境是王宫。
So he lived the life of the king's palace.
他受的教育是最好的巴比伦教育。
He received the highest education in the kingdom of Babylon.
他吃的是王的膳食。
He ate the king's food.
所以在被掳这些受苦人当中，但以理是一个生活相当舒服的人。
So among all the exiles who were taken to Babylon, he lived the most comfortable life.
但是在他人生有几次很重要的危机。
But in his lifetime, there were still things that occurred.
那每一次的危机都变成他灵性更深入的一个转机。
But each time this crisis occurred in his life, his spirituality deepened further.
这个叫做成功。
This is what is success.
所以今天我们要怎么定义成功？
So how do we determine or define this success today?
我们的人生没有办法说一帆风顺。
There's no way that our life can be completely smooth.
总是会遇到困难。
There will be times of difficulty.
但是问题是，这个困难打败了我们，还是这个困难使我们的灵性更深入？
But the question is, will this difficulty defeat us, or will it make us stronger?
如果这个困难引起我们离开神，
If this difficulty causes us to depart from God,
引起家庭的危险，
Or if it causes a crisis in our family,
那这个困难就打败了我们。
Then this difficulty will defeat us.
但是每一个困难，但以理都 使他对神的体验更深。
But in every hardship in Daniel's life, more.
啊，从第一章开始，我们看到第一个困难。
So in chapter 1, we see the first difficulty.
好，我们看第一章。
Let's read chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
王派定自己用的膳和所饮的酒，每日是他们三份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。这里说要三年，他们在王宫要吃王所吃的，饮王的酒。
So here we read that for the 3 years of training, they had to eat the king's delicacies and the wine which he drank.
今天有哪一个人不愿意享受美好的食物呢？
And who among us does not love good food today?
大家把这个认为是人生的一个条件，必要的条件。
Many people feel that good food is one of the necessities of life.
但是这个王吃的东西是拜过偶像的。
But the things brought to the king for food were dedicated to the idols.
那对但以理来说，到底他要怎么来面对这个危机？
So how would Daniel face this crisis?
虽然他住在王宫，
even though he lived in the king's palace,
他受加勒比的教育，
and he received the teaching of the Chaldeans.
他甚至名字也改作当时的这个巴比伦的名字。
And his name was even changed to a Babylonian name.
所以尼布甲尼撒王很有计划的要把他们同化。
So the king Nebuchadnezzar had plans to assimilate them to the Babylonian culture.
差不多二十几年，我遇到一个弟兄，他名字叫 Coswando， 可能我们当中有人认识他。
And 20 years ago, I recognized there was a brother named Coswando.
到底他是谁呢？
And who was he?
你名字听不出来。
You couldn't tell where he was from his name.
他是一个印尼的中国人。
He was an Indonesian Chinese.
那搬到美国来。
And he moved to the United States.
因为几十年前，印尼的政府开始要叫所有华人全部改名字。
Because the Indonesian government ruled that all Chinese had to change their names to Indonesian names.
不可以受中文教育。
And they could not receive Chinese education.
所以到这一代的年轻的印尼的中国人，大概头脑里面也已经不会觉得自己是中国人。
So many Indonesian Chinese who were younger did not recognize themselves as Chinese.
但是这个不重要。
But that was not important.
最重要是我们活在这个世俗的环境里面，我们对自己的身份有多大的认识。
But the key is, in this comfortable life that we lead, do we recognize our status?
到底我是谁？
Who am I?
彼得前书说，我们是君尊的祭司。
And First Peter says that we are the royal priesthood.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We are the holy nation.
我们是属神的子民。
We are the chosen people of God.
这个身份是非常的尊贵。
This is a very precious status.
是非常的荣耀。
This is a glorious status.
是非常的有盼望。
This is a hopeful status.
但是我们这个身份要活在这个世俗的社会里面，这是一个危机。
But for this, for us to have the status in this society is a danger.
因为这个世界的文化就是要让我们同化。
Because the culture of the world wants us to assimilate to it.
使我们忘记了我是谁。
So that we may forget who we are and our own status.
当我们忘记了我是谁。
When we forget ourselves.
我们在王宫里面就照常跟他们吃喝。
Then we will take the same things as the other people in the palace.
所以今天很多的基督徒为什么生活跟没有信的人没有差别？
So why is it that many Christians now?
别人看这个电视，他也照样看。
Whatever television programs other people watch, they watch.
别人看这个网站，他也照样看。
Whatever websites are popular, they also look at.
那别人打麻将，他也打麻将。
And people play different games or mahjong.
上赌场，他也上赌场。
Or they go to gamble at the casinos.
为什么生活没有改变？
So why is it that their lifestyle is no different from
anyone else's? 为什么没有不同？
Why is it no distinction?
因为身份已经被同化。
Because they have lost their sense of status in this world.
所以但以理虽然在王宫里面。
So Daniel, while he lived in the king's palace,
他觉得身份最重要。
He recognized his status as a Jew was most important.
我是犹太人。
He knew he was a Jew.
我是神的选民。
He knew he was the chosen one of God.
我一定要坚持我的身份。
And he had to hold on to this no matter what.
所以他不用王要给他吃的东西。
So he did not use or take the king's food or wine.
这是一个危险。
It was a danger of his spiritual life.
但是当他坚持他的属灵原则。
But he held on to his principles.
我们就看神对他这种坚持有一种回应。
And so God saw his determination and responded.
啊，因为神是活的神。
Because God is a living God.
你如果忠心要持守神的原则，神会有回应。
If you are faithful and holding on to your spiritual principles, God will respond.
这个就是人的体验。
This is our experience.
好，我们看第一章。
Let's read chapter 1.
啊，但以理书第一章。
Daniel chapter 1.
十五节。
Verse 15.
啊，过了十天，见他们的面貌比王上一切少年人更俊更美肥胖。啊，十六节。
16.
于是委办撤去，派他们用，用的膳，饮的酒，给他们素菜吃。结果但以理他要求在十二节就吃素菜喝白水。
So in verse 12, Daniel requested that they only be given water and vegetables.
那这样来讲应该是营养不良了。
And technically, this should not be sufficient for the
nutrition. 但是他坚持这个是为着信仰。
But because of his faith.
所以神迹就发生。
So there was a miracle that occurred.
所以十五节过了十天，他更俊美肥胖。
So in verse 15, after 10 days, they appeared better and fatter than all the others.
所以他对神的恩典有一个很清楚的体验。
So he had a very clear experience of God's grace.
而且神也给他更多的聪明跟智慧。
And God gave him even greater strength and wisdom.
我们看二十节，第一章二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
十九节。
Verse 19.
王与他们谈论，见少年中没有一个人能够比但以理的。二十节。
20.
王拷问他们一切的事，就见他们的智慧聪明，比通国的术士法术胜过十倍，神的恩典在他身上。
So we see the grace of God was upon them.
所以我们在世界上要成功，我们常常一直觉得说需要努力，这是不错的。
So we often think that in order to be successful, we have to work hard. This is true.
但是对一个神的选民来说，
But to a person who belongs to God,
我们有一个非常好的条件。
We have a very good qualifications.
就是神的祝福。
Which is the blessing of God.
所以但以理得到神的祝福。
So Daniel, having received God's blessing,
所以他的条件就超过其他的人。
Became much wiser and much better than everyone else.
那到第二章，但以理遇到第二个危险。
So in chapter 2, he comes upon the second challenge.
就是尼布甲尼撒王做了一个梦。
That is, King Nebuchadnezzar dreamt a dream.
但是他的梦他已经忘记了。
But he forgot his dream.
然后他要叫这些术士来解梦。
And he wanted the sorcerers and magicians to interpret his dream.
这个怎么有可能呢？
你梦
忘记了，你还叫别人解梦？
How could anybody interpret a dream that he himself forgot?
因为这个是王嘛，所以就不讲理了。
And of course, being the king, he didn't have to stand to reason.
所以凡是一定日期不能解梦，全部都要把这些术士杀掉。
So if in a day they could not interpret his dream, all of the sorcerers would be killed.
这对但以理也是一个考验。
So this was a test of Daniel as well.
我们看但以理怎么回应。
So how did Daniel respond?
我们看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
王的护卫长亚略出来要杀巴比伦的术士，但以理就用委言来回答。十五节。王的护卫长亚略说：“王的命令啊，为何这样紧急呢？”亚略王就将事情告诉但以理。十六节。
16.
但以理却求王宽限，就可以将梦告诉王。结果后来但以理就向神祷告。
So then Daniel prayed to God.
他专心依靠神。
And he relied on God completely.
结果神就把这个梦告诉他。
So God told Daniel what dream had occurred.
在第二章。
In chapter 2.
那这个第二章这个梦就是包括整个世界历史的演变。
And the dream incorporates all of the passage of history.
他头是金的。
And there was an image whose head was gold.
到最后脚是半铁半泥。
And its legs partly of iron and partly of clay.
然后一个大石头一下来就把这个像打掉。
And there was a great stone that struck it to pieces.
这个像就是人类的历史。
So this image incorporates all human history.
那个大的石头就是耶稣再来。
And the great stone is the second coming of Christ.
那耶稣再来就是历史的结束。
And when Christ comes again, that will be the end of history.
所以这个但以理就解梦了。
So Daniel interpreted the dream.
结果这个梦。
And when he gave the interpretation.
我们看四十七节。
Let's look at 47.
王对但以理说：“你既然能明白这个奥秘的事，你的神诚然是万神之神，万主的主。 又是显明奥秘，所以王得到荣耀。
So here, Daniel, the king told Daniel that your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings.
然后四十八节，但以理就被提升到总长。
And Daniel was promoted.
好，这个就是神的恩典。
He became ruler over the whole province, and that was the grace of God.
所以在每一个危险里面，但以理懂得去寻求神，依靠神，不但危险解决了，而且神的恩典显明。
So in every difficulty or crisis of Daniel's life, he relied on God, and God's glory was manifested.
这个人生叫做得胜。
And this is what it means to be victorious.
这个人生叫做成功。
This is a successful life.
在每一个危险当中，能够突破，看到神的恩典，神的带领。
That in every crisis in your life, there may be a breakthrough, and you can see God's will and His glory.
那到了第六章，但以理遇到第三个危险。
In chapter 6, Daniel encountered the third crisis.
这个是他跟神之间的关系的危险。
This is a crisis regarding his relationship with God.
我们看第六章，但以理书。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse
7. 国中的总长、钦差、总督、谋士和巡抚彼此商议，要立一条诫命、禁令，三十日之内不拘任何一个人，若在王以外向神或人求什么，就必扔到狮子坑中。这里说这有一条命令。
So here the king gave a command.
不可以向王以外的人或神求什么。
That no one could petition any god or man for 30 days.
很显然这一条是要害但以理。
And this decree was designed to harm Daniel.
因为但以理跟神的关系非常的亲密。
Because Daniel had such a close relationship with God.
他没有一天他可以说不祷告可以活着。
There was not a single day where he did not pray.
那到底亲密到什么程度？
And how close was he?
这个就是要考验了。
And this was the test that he had to undergo.
那现在这个命令王一盖章，就是表示如果但以理继续向神祷告，他就要被丢到狮子坑里面。
So once the king signs the decree, if he breaks it, then Daniel has to be thrown into the den of lions.
所以对但以理来说，是他的生命比较重要，还是他重要？
So the test is Daniel's life more important or his prayer to God more important?
这是一个危机。
This is a crisis.
他跟神之间亲密关系的危机。
This is a crisis testing his relationship with God.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
所以但以理知道这个禁令遇袭，就到家里一天三次双膝跪在神面前祷告，与素常一样。这里说但以理一天三次祷告跟平常一样，没有改变。
So Daniel's response was that he continued to pray three times a day as he usually did.
可见他跟神的关系强到死亡也没有办法改变。
So his relationship with God was so close, he did not care that he would lose his life.
那结果他就被丢到狮子坑下去了。
So he was thrown into the den of lions.
当然王很爱他。
But the king favored him.
那一大早就在呼叫他。
And called him in the early morning.
结果竟然没有被狮子咬死。
But actually, he was not harmed.
结果就把他拉起来。
So Daniel was saved, and he was pulled out of the den.
那接下去王就更敬畏神。
So then the king honored God.
从二十五节开始。
From verse 25 on.
而且但以理更得到王的尊敬。
And Daniel was even more favored by the king.
今天我们的危机在哪里？
So where is our crisis today?
我们跟神的关系太容易中断。
Our relationship with God is too easily broken.
比方说，现在如果一场大雨下来。
For example, if there's a great rain.
很可能教会里面聚会的人就减少了。
Perhaps many people will not come to church.
为什么减少？
Why?
因为外面大雨。
Because it's very rainy outside.
那这个大雨难道有威胁到生命吗？
And is this rain so hard that it's dangerous?
没有。
Not really.
但是不方便。
But it's inconvenient.
所以一不方便，我们来敬拜神，这个就被阻挡了。
So because of this inconvenience, our worship of God is inhibited.
这是一个很简单、很实际的例子。
So this is just a very simple example.
所以我们现在属灵的生活，我们跟神的关系太容易被阻挡了。
So our spiritual life is too easily hindered by other external factors.
安息日从圣经来讲是礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六太阳下山。
So according to the Bible, the Sabbath day is from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset.
这是要让我们得到安息。
This is to give us a full day of rest.
要让我们亲近神。
And to draw us closer to God.
要让我们得福气。
And to give us blessing.
但是我们稍微有一点办法说。
But if we have any other event or something happen, we do not keep the Sabbath.
有时候我们只是两个钟头，我们就不见了。
Perhaps we only come for 2 hours and then we go.
所以今天我们跟神的关系为什么没有办法深入？
So why is it that our relationship with God is not so close?
因为我们没有办法坚持我们的原则。
Because we do not hold on to these principles.
那但以理他能够坚持原则。
But Daniel held on firmly to his principles.
一天三次祷告。
He prayed to God 3 times every day.
连死也不能够改变。
And not even the threat of death would change that.
那他这样坚持的结果，他没有失去生命。
And when he held on to his principles, he did not lose his life.
他没有失去宰相的地位。
He did not lose his position as the prime minister.
他跟神的关系深入。
His relationship with God was even stronger.
神得到荣耀。
And God was glorified.
而且他本身的地位更稳固。
And his status was even more promoted.
所以坚持信仰的原则，我们绝对不会吃亏的。
So if we hold on to our spiritual principles, we will not fail.
我们吃亏常常是我们没有坚持原则，所以我们离开了神。
Actually, we are lacking often because we do not draw close to God.
所以2008年我们可能会遇到很多的危机。
So perhaps in this year, 2008, we may come across different crises in our life.
但是我们要坚持我们的原则。
But we have to hold on to our principles.
就会变成我们灵性成长的一个机会。
And then it will become an opportunity for us to grow spiritually.
那我们在属灵的生活上能够更上一层楼。
And in our spiritual life, we can grow even firmer and stronger.
这是他第一个所谓得胜的生活。
And so this is one aspect of Daniel's victorious life.
他能够把危机变成一个灵性深入的机会。
That he was able to turn these crises into opportunities for his spiritual life to grow stronger.
第二个。
Secondly,
但以理在王宫当中有美好的灵性。
In the palace of the king, Daniel exhibited an excellent spirit.
我们看第五章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 5.
但以理书第五章。
Daniel chapter 5.
十二节。
Verse 12.
说在他里头有美好的灵性，又有知识聪明，能圆梦解谜语，解疑惑。这个人名叫做但以理，尼阿布贾尼撒王又称他为伯提沙撒，现在可以召他来，他必解明这个意思。这里讲这个伯沙撒王第五章第一节。
Here we see this is the reign of King Belshazzar.
他在在为这个大臣摆筵席。
And he prepared a great feast for thousands of his lords.
把耶路撒冷这个圣殿哪来的这个器皿啊，把它拿在喝酒。
And he defiled the holy vessels of the temple by using them at this feast.
忽然间一个手指头在墙壁上写。
Suddenly there was a hand that appeared writing on the wall.
只有一个手指头，没有看到人。
There was only a hand, no person connected to it.
哇，这个伯沙撒王啊，怕的整个脸色都变了。
And so when he saw this, he was so frightened, his whole face changed.
那到底写这个什么，他也不了解。
And he did not understand what was written on the wall.
那就到处就找啊，到底谁能够解这个梦啊？
So he wanted to
find
someone who could interpret this vision.
那人就推荐但以理。
So someone proposed Daniel.
那怎么描写但以理呢？
Why Daniel?
说他有美好的灵性。
Because he has an excellent spirit.
那前面说他心中光明。
And his
第十一节。
In verse 11, his
他有圣，他的里面有神的灵。
Oh, in whom is the spirit of God?
Light
and understanding of wisdom.
心中光明。
And he had brightness in his spirit.
结果但以理就替他解释啊。
So Daniel interpreted the writing on the wall.
说你在神的天平有亏欠。
He said that in the scales of God, you are lacking.
所以我们人啊，常常在衡量一个人的价值。
So we often judge a person's value.
这个人的学问、地位、钱财。
We may put on one side the education, the status, the wealth of a person.
那另一方就放你所要衡量的人，到底他有多重分量。
And on the other side, against these standards, you measure a person's worth.
这个是人在衡量人。
That is how people measure other people.
但是神也在衡量人。
But God is also measuring our worth.
所以这个伯沙撒王虽然是当王，在人看起来很高，但是神一量下去，他有亏欠，所以他天平是翘一边的。
So even though he was the king, Belshazzar was a king, and other people honored him, but in God's eyes, he was found lacking on his scales.
结果那一天他就被杀掉了。
And so God killed him that night.
因为他在神面前有亏欠。
Because he was not worthwhile in God's eyes.
那既然是这样，我们做人的价值在哪里？
So we can see here, what is our value and our life?
做人的价值就是他里面有美好的灵性。这个就是但以理的价值。
A person's true value is if they possess an excellent spirit like Daniel.
我们都知道我们人一生好像在戏台上演戏。
We know that our life is as if we are playing a role in a play.
有的演国王。
Some people play the role of a king.
有的演大臣。
Some people play the role of an important person.
那有的人演仆人。
Some people play the role of a servant.
这个只是在演戏。
That is only the role you have in the play.
但这个戏会结束的。
But when the play ends,
那结束就下台了。
And you finish your role.
那那个戏台上演什么下台就不是那个了。
So once you take off the costume, you are a different person.
所以那个戏台上演那只是几个小时而已。
So the play only lasts for a few hours.
所以人生真正的价值不是你活着的时候人看我们是什么人。
So that is like our life. What we live in this world is only what other people see.
我们真正的价值是我们下台以后神怎么看我们。
But the true value of our life is when we finish our play, what does God see us as?
我们还没有下台以前神怎么看我们。
If we have not finished our play, what does God value us as?
那在这里说但以理有美好的灵性。
And here we see that God views Daniel as having an excellent spirit.
这个是我们今天所要追求的。
And this is what we should also pursue.
但以理在最世俗的环境里面，他竟然能够有美好的灵性。
Even though he lived in a very indulgent palace, he was able to hold on to this excellent spirit.
这个叫做得胜，这个叫做成功。
And this is true success and true victory in life.
所以美好的灵性不是躲到山上，什么试探都没有，什么引诱都没有，所以你能够很认真的服侍神、读经、祷告，不是这个样子。
So to live a victorious life does not mean you hide away on the top of a mountain without any encounter of anyone else.
是美好的灵性是活在王宫里面周围的人在那里吃喝嫖饮但是我们这个人的灵性非常的好。
A truly victorious life is even in the midst of such indulgence living such a luxurious life, he's able to hold on to his spiritual principles.
今天这个王宫在哪里？
Where is the palace today?
这个王宫不是在白宫。
The White House.
这个王宫就是在我们现在的家庭里面。
The palace today is in our own homes.
我们现在的生活比以前的皇帝更好。
Actually, we live a life much more comfortable than the kings of the ancient past.
以前的皇帝有的我们都有。
And whatever the kings had before, we have as well.
我们有的以前的皇帝没有。
And we even have things that they could never dream of.
所以我们现在的这个我们生活的环境比超过以前的皇帝。
So our living standard today is much better than any king had in the past.
那在这个环境里面，我们能够突破这些世俗的引诱能够超越，那这个就是我们人的灵性的一个证明。
So even in the midst of such a comfortable life, such a luxurious life, are we able to transcend those physical things?
这是就是我们需要操练的一个成功。
And that is the challenge that we have to face.
这是但以理第二个他的成功。
So this is the second aspect of Daniel's successful life.
在最世俗的环境里面有美好的灵性。
And that in such a secular, indulgent life, he was able to have an excellent spirit.
那圣经怎么描写他的生活？
And the Bible also describes his life.
我们看第六章。
And chapter 6.
第六章的第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄要参他，只是找不到错误，因为他忠心办事，毫无错误。所以但以理是很忙的一个人他天天忠心在办事情。
So Daniel had a lot of responsibility and was very busy, but he was very faithful.
但是照第十节说他一天三次跪在神面前祷告。
But even so, in verse 10, we see he knelt down three times a day to pray to God.
所以他生活很忙，他很多工作要做，但是有一些事情他一定要做，一天三次祷告。
So even though he had a lot of responsibility and was very busy, he still knelt down three times a day to pray.
所以今天我们要怎么在这个环境里面有美好的灵性？
So how can we have an excellent spirit in this current time?
我们有一些原则一定要坚持。
There are certain principles we must hold on to.
比方说礼拜六我们10:30开始聚会。
For example, on Sabbath day, our service starts at 10:30.
然后我们从十点到十点半有祷告会。
And we have prayer from 10 to 10:30.
每个人可以照着我们自己的灵性来设一个标准。
And we can set our own standards according to our spiritual level.
如果觉得我们觉得我早上安息日聚会就好了，那你就十点半到。
So if you feel that, oh, it's just enough to have a Sabbath service in the morning, then we arrive at 10:30.
但是我们如果觉得说真的我礼拜一到礼拜五很忙，我需要更多时间祷告，那我们就十点钟到。
But if you feel that every day, every week from Monday to Friday, I'm so busy, I need more time to pray, you will come at 10.
那我们在教会里面负担很多很多的圣工，我们需要神的带领，那我们就早一点十点钟到。
And if we feel that we have a lot of responsibility for the holy work, then we will certainly come to pray.
那我们的心里面有一个原则在引导我们在很忙碌的生活里面到影响。
So if we have these principles that guide us, then our spiritual life will not be influenced by our busy schedules.
这是但以理美好灵性的一个秘诀。
And this was one of the secrets to Daniel's successful life.
他每一天呢，能够在神面前亲近神。
Every day he set aside time to draw closer to God.
第三个。
For third.
但以理所谓成功或者他的得胜，就是他能够超越世界。
And Daniel lived a successful and victorious life because he could transcend the world.
以人的标准来讲，但以理是已经是上层社会的人。
According to his status, he was among the highest echelon.
所以你在看我们现在在世界上都一直在爬，不是要爬到上层社会吗？
So don't all people aspire to achieve the highest level in the society?
但是当但以理爬到一个已经总长在王宫里面已经当总理了，我们现在问看看他的心在哪里。
So Daniel had achieved the highest level being the top minister in the king's palace. But where was his heart?
这个叫做超越，或者这个叫做成功。
He was able to succeed because his life transcended all of these things.
2008年在北京有一个奥运会。
We know this year, 2008, is an Olympic year, and the Olympics will be in Beijing.
我们可以看到很多人会得胜。
And there will be many victors.
那我们看，因为很多人很有能力、很强，所以他会得胜。
Because the people who are the strongest or the most skilled will be victorious.
但是这些得胜的人，大部分人都是很平凡的人。
But actually, most of these people are ordinary people.
为什么？
Why?
你仔细看。
Because they have a guide.
比方说，一个人如果溜冰第一名。
For example, a skater who achieves the gold medal.
他成名了。
Become famous.
那接下去几年他要做什么？
What will they do in the following years?
他就是一直练，练第二次他也要第一名。
And they continue to train so that they can become first place again.
那第二次第一名。
And if they become first place again,
接下去他要做什么？
What will they continue to do?
他要练第三次能够第一名。
They have to keep training in order to gain the gold medal yet again.
一直到他被打败为止。
Until the time when they are defeated.
他看能不能够保持一个世界的记录。
So they want to see if they can preserve this world record.
那当一个人有这个世界的记录之后，他有一个影响力。
So if a person has the world record, they have an influence.
那接下去他怎么去运用这个影响力？
And how do they make use of their influence?
就变成广告的对象。
They become the object of commercials.
就把他的成功就化为一个金钱的数字。
So they turn their success into monetary value.
然后就一生就是这样享用，就结束了。
So they enjoy their life and then it ends.
所以因为他很有能力，他能够成功。
Because they are very skilled or talented, they are successful.
但是每一个成功的人大概都是这样在过生活。
But every single person who's successful has this kind of life.
所以很平凡。
So actually, it's not that special.
所以圣经里面讲一些人很突出，而且非常的不一样。
But in the Bible, there are examples of people who lived extraordinary lives.
比方说以斯帖。
For example, Esther.
她很漂亮，所以她很突出。
She was beautiful, and so she was outstanding.
所以后来她被选到变成王后。
And she became, she was chosen to become queen.
但是为什么圣经会写她的名字？
But why did the Bible record her story?
因为她能够运用她的影响力来改变王的心。
Because she was able to use her influence to change the heart of the king.
使整个这个王不灭掉以色列百姓。
So that the king did not destroy the whole people of Israel.
所以她运用她的影响力来拯救以色列百姓。
She used her influence to save the people of Israel.
这个是圣经记载她的原因。
That is why she is recorded in the Bible.
圣经里面又记载哥尼流。
And the Bible also records the life of Cornelius.
哥尼流是一个百夫长。
Cornelius was a centurion.
当时世代百夫长太多了。
And actually, there were many centurions in the Roman Empire.
但是为什么圣经会记载？
But why was he especially recorded in the Bible?
因为他有一个影响力。
Because he had influence.
但是他运用他的影响力去爱别人。
But he used his influence to love other people.
所以他多多周济百姓。
So he did a lot of good works for other people.
连神都纪念。
And even God recognized
him. 这个就是他的成功。
That is why he was successful.
这个就是他的得胜。
That is why he was victorious.
所以你如果看到一个人已经爬到社会的顶层。
So if you see somebody who's already achieved the highest levels in society.
你可以看到他头脑所想他所讲的就是他的那个顶层的经验。
And you can see that all that they speak of and think of is what is in their mind.
如果他爬到政治的顶层就是在讲天天怎么勾心斗角能够再一次爬到顶头。
For example, if somebody is a successful politician, all they think about is how to reach the next highest level or to maintain their status.
所以很突出但是很平凡。
So even though they may be successful, yet they are just like any other politician.
但是但以理已经做了总长。
And Daniel had already become the prime minister.
从第七章开始。
From chapter 7 on.
他人活在王宫里面，但是他的心是在神的国里面。
Even though he lived his life in the king's palace, his heart was on the kingdom of God.
这个就是但以理的成功。
And that is why he lived a successful life.
世界的成就是会过去的。
All of the successes in this world will pass.
但是能够用世界的成就的影响力，能够造就人，能够荣耀神，这个才是成功。
But if you use your success in this world to influence other people, to draw closer to God, to be more spiritual, that is a successful life.
但以理的成功就在这里。
And so that is Daniel's true success and
true victory in life. 所以他虽然在王宫里面，
even though he lived in the palace,
他神让他知道以色列百姓的命运。
God allowed him to see the fate of his people.
请看第九章。
Let's read chapter 9.
但以理书第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
第二节。
Verse 2.
就是他在位第一年，我但以理书得到从书得到神临到先知耶利米论到耶路撒冷荒凉七十年的岁数所以但以理知道耶路撒冷要荒凉七十年。
So Daniel understood that Jerusalem would be desolate for 70 years.
那从第三节开始，他就禁食披麻蒙灰。
And from that point on, he put on sackcloth and ashes and fasted and prayed.
一直为着以色列百姓祷告。
And prayed for the fate of his people.
所以他在王宫里面，但是他的心是在神的殿，是在他的选民，他们选民上面。
Even though he was in the palace of the Babylonian king, his heart was with his people.
所以每一次我们看但以理所做的事情，都蒙神祝福。
So we see that in everything Daniel did, God blessed him.
最后我们看但以理人生的结论是什么。
So what was the conclusion of Daniel's life?
我们先看十章的十一节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 11.
但以理书第十章十一节。
Daniel chapter 10, verse 11.
忽然有一个手按在我身上使我用膝和手掌支持为旗，十一节。他对我说，大蒙眷爱的但以理要明白我与你所说的话，只管站起来，因为现在奉差遣到你这里。这个天使对但以理这样说。
These are the words of an angel to Daniel.
说大蒙眷爱的但以理。
Oh, Daniel, man greatly beloved.
那个 NIV 说 highly esteemed, 这个也是很有意思。
Or in the NIV version, highly esteemed.
也就是说在神的面前但以理是一个评价很高的人。
That is, in the eyes of God, Daniel had great value.
这个是最重要了。
This is what is most important.
所以活的一辈子，人怎么看我们，这个不重要。
So when we live our lives, how others see us is not so important.
因为我们都会过去的。
Because we will all pass away.
但是神怎么看我们，这个最重要。
But what is most important is how God sees us.
因为有一天我们要面对神。
Because one day we will face God again.
所以但以理的得胜。
So Daniel's successful life.
到最后就是他的人生在神看起来是一个很有价值的人。
Is that his life was one that was valuable in the eyes of God.
不是因为他在王宫。
Not because he lived in the palace.
是因为他有很多的信仰生活的突出的表现。
But because he was extraordinary in his spiritual life.
所以愿主带领祝福我们在2008年我们每一个人的人生都能够得胜。
So may God guide and bless each and every one of us so that we may also live a victorious life.
使周围的人能够得到造就，使神的名能够得到荣耀。
That other people around us may benefit from our spiritual life and that God may be glorified.
我们现在要一起来祝谢这个圣餐。
Now we will bless the Holy Communion.
我们要领受圣餐有两个很重要的预备。
And for taking the Holy Communion, we have to prepare ourselves in two ways.
第一个就是要分辨。
First, we must set ourselves aside.
就是这不只是面粉的饼，经过祝谢之后，这是主耶稣的身体。
That is, we have to know that this is not just bread made of flour and water. After the prayer, it becomes the body of Christ.
我们领受这个面粉的饼，就是领受主的身体；领受葡萄汁，就是领受主的宝血。
So when we take the bread, we are taking the body of Christ. When we take the grape juice, we are taking the blood of Christ.
那第二个就是我们要审查。
And secondly, we must prepare and examine our hearts.
如果有任何我们对不起神的地方，要向神悔改。
So we have to look at everything that we think and do, and if there are any transgressions, we must repent.
那我们领受圣餐就能够有神的生命，末日会复活。
And so with taking the Holy Communion in the last day, we will also resurrect with Christ.
我们现在跪下来祝谢这个饼。
Now we will kneel down and give thanks for the bread.
奉主耶稣的圣名祝谢。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
你带领祝福我们顺利的度过了2007年。
You have blessed us and guided us through 2007.
你让我们每一个人饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
You have given us abundant blessings and fulfilled us in every
way. 在我们所做的事情上都蒙着你的带领。
So that in everything that we have done, you have guided us.
主，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你，量成为人来到世界。
As a man.
你舍弃了你的身体。
You gave up your body.
让我们今天能够一起来领受。
So that we today are able to partake of it.
照你的应许，我们领受你的身体，在末日要复活。
And according to your promise, partaking of your body will give us resurrection in the last day.
也因为你钉在十字架上，我们才能够得到你宝贵的救恩。
Because you were crucified on the cross, we have the hope of eternal life.
使我们能够重新回到你的国度。
So that we can once again return to your kingdom.
主啊，求你带领我们。
Oh Lord, please help us.
让我们在2008年，我们所做的一切都能够对得起你。
So that in everything in this coming year, 2008, we can do it according to your will.
能够将你所赐给我们一切的恩典来做荣耀你的机会。
Please give us your grace so that we may glorify you in every opportunity.
愿主你的灵运行在这个饼。
Oh Lord, may your spirit move in this bread.
在灵里面成为你身体，让我们领受之后，末日得以复活。
So that in the spirit it becomes your body, and that in the last day we can be resurrected.
若我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
And that your name may be glorified.
Amen. 我们来唱诗。
Let us now sing hymn 77. Hymn 77.
梁家荣弟兄、陈立忠执事、叶春伦弟兄、张俊明、弟兄来分饼跟分杯。我们继续唱 第二节、还没有在本教会洗礼的、我们欢迎你、继续查考道理以后受洗以后再领受。
And we invite everyone who has not yet been baptized in our True Jesus Church to continue studying the truth with us, but please refrain from taking the Holy Communion.
好，我们现在继续唱第二节。
Let us sing verse 2. Now we will kneel down and bless the grape juice.
奉主耶稣的圣名祝谢。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
主啊，我们感谢你。
O Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们犯很多的罪，得罪你。
Even though we have sinned much and transgressed against you.
主，但是你爱我们没有改变。
But your love towards us never changes.
你成为人来到世界上。
You came into this world as a man.
啊，为着我们的罪牺牲在十字架上。
So that for our sins you sacrificed yourself on the cross.
你喝尽了苦杯，为着要救我们。
And you drank of the bitter cup in order to save us.
主, 你为我们的牺牲是无条件的。
O Lord, your sacrifice for us is without condition.
主啊，因为你的受苦，今天我们才能够得恩典。
And because of your suffering, today we are able to be blessed.
因为你的死，我们才能够得到生命。
Because of your death, we can receive life.
主啊，我们非常的感谢你的大爱。
O Lord, we truly thank you for your great love.
愿主你的爱充满我们内心。
May your love fill all of our hearts.
用你的爱来激动我们。
May your love motivate us.
让我们能够过一个亲近你的生活。
So we can live a life that is close to you.
让我们每一天的生活都能够荣耀你的圣名。
So that every day that we live, we glorify your name.
主，愿你的圣灵运行在这个葡萄汁，在灵里成为你的宝血。
May your Holy Spirit move in this grape juice so that it becomes your precious blood.
让我们领受得到生命，末日得以复活。
So that once we partake of it, we too may resurrect in the last day.
主，愿你听我们的祷告。
O Lord, please listen to our prayer.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all the glory and praise and honor be unto your holy name.
Amen. 我们唱诗99首啊，陈执事。
Please sing hymn 99. When you receive the cup, please partake it immediately. Now let us sing hymn 297.
Just blood.
再唱380首。
Now let us sing hymn 380.
Verse 2, let's stand up.
Now we will have our last prayer together.
教会圣公的发展，这是主耶稣的心意。
the will of God is to have the holy work of the church prosper.
啊，圣工一发展，每一个人都会得到很大的恩典。
When the holy work grows, then everyone will receive much blessing.
啊，神在等待更多人能够投入他的工作。
So God is waiting for more people to enter into His work.
所以我们在领受圣餐，也在这个年初的日子，让我们立一个志向。2008年对神的工作有更大的付出。
So in taking the Holy Communion today and in the beginning of this new year, let us make a resolution to put ourselves into God's work to fulfill His will.
愿主带领祝福我们圣何西教会，我们的圣工能够日渐发展。
May the Lord bless our San Jose Church so that the work may prosper here.
好，我们祷告的时候也求主的灵浇灌充满我们。
And when we pray, let us ask God to fill His Holy Spirit into each of our hearts.
让我们在2008年充满主的平安跟喜乐。
So that this year may be filled with the Lord's peace and joy.
求主加添我们每一个人力量。
May the Lord guide us and give us more strength.
我们在属灵的道路上能够一直的往前来迈进。
So that in the way to God's kingdom, we may continue to strive.
我们现在一起来祷告结束我们。